Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the greatest radio show ever. The Wednesday edition of the Devil's Advocates rolling into the happier happy hour, and it gets better right now, Dom. We got a podcaster, a pundit, and a friend, and Bill Press. He joins us right now live via video. Bill, welcome back to the big show.
Hey, Bill.
It's good to be back with the Devils.
Yeah, baby.
We can only claim greatest radio show ever because you're no longer in practice, Bill. Just podcasting now. So, you know, otherwise, we wouldn't disrespect the king like that. Bill, how you been, man? You got to be taking some glee in the short-lived tenure of Kevin McCarthy as House Speaker. You never thought he'd get it, and it didn't last for long, but what's your impressions? How'd he do?
He's such a loser. I mean, you know, nobody deserved it more than Kevin McCarthy, right? And the idea, what I thought was just weird, is people were actually thinking Democrats were going to save his ass. I mean, forget about it, right? I mean, this is a guy, right, who after Trump's agents stormed the Capitol, he still voted to overthrow the election that same night, right? And then it just went downhill from there. But then he blames Donald Trump for 2 minutes, and then he runs down to Mar-a-Lago and kisses his ass, right? And then from then on, it's just been, my Kevin, whatever you want, you know? And to the very end, where, you know, first of all, the guy doesn't believe in anything. It's clear, right? He believed.
Are we talking about McCarthy or Trump at this point?
Well, actually, by the way, that's a very good point. They're two sides of the same coin, right? But certainly, talking about McCarthy, doesn't believe in anything except getting that job and then keeping that job and willing to do anything to get it. Make 15 times it took him to get it because he kept giving stuff away until they finally agreed to vote for him. Then he gets a job and then he can't keep it. I mean, again, what a loser. And the last two things, I think. So the price he's willing to pay to keep the job is to start this BS Biden impeachment inquiry where he actually gets up and says, calls the president a crook, the crooked Biden, again, McCarthy and Trump, you know, the corrupt Biden family. And then he gets to the point of the shut. So they still are going to shut down the government. So Kevin finally says, okay, I don't want to shut down the government because that's going to be bad for the Republican Party. So how about Democrats? Will you help me out here? The Democrats step in. They keep the government going. And McCarthy goes on CNN the next morning and blames it on the Democrats and say they're the ones that wanted to shut the government down. And then he expected them to come in and help him keep the job? No freaking way.
Bill, I'm not clear that he wanted to keep the job. You know, he was happy to get the job. But I think at this late hour, I think he's pretty happy to lose the job. He's not running for re-election.
I disagree with you. I think, man, he really wanted that. On that job, it just got to the point where it's just he knew no matter what he did, he knew that they would not vote for him.
Oh, Bill, he was very confident that morning. All the news shows. Oh, I'm so confident. Yeah. I'm so very confident.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't do everything he could to keep the job because he could have cut a deal with Akeem Jeffries and the Democrats. And if he cut some sort of power sharing deal, if he would have done something, maybe, you know, the Democrats would have got something and maybe they would have voted a different way. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, yeah, you're right. I mean, saying he could have done that is almost like saying he could have flown to the moon, you know, not even with the help of Elon Musk. He could have said, okay, we're going to fund Ukraine. Okay, we're going to drop the Biden impeachment inquiry. Okay, we're going to stick to the deal that I made with Biden on the spending levels. Yeah, he could have done all three of those, but there was no way that he would make that, or no way that Democrats could trust him if he made that deal.
Yeah,
that's why I think Hakeem Jeffries was really smart in just saying, oh, no, hey, dude, you stabbed us in the back one too many times. It is gone. But here's I want to put this in context, okay, for two things. Sorry to be on my soapbox.
Yeah, man.
Okay, one is think of the image, what we saw of the Republican Party this week. Talk about public image, right? First of all, we see for the first time in history a former Republican president in a courtroom on trial facing charges of being a total business fraud. Right? I mean, first time a former president ever been charged with anything. He's got 91 indictments, first time in a courtroom. And then we see, for the first time in history, a Speaker of the House of Representatives who happens to be a Republican tossed out of office by members of his own party. What? This, to say the Republican Party is in disarray is the understatement of the century.
You know? The Republican Party is in disarray, Bill. Hey, what about the contrast? Oh, go ahead. Finish your thought.
But so the second point is, again, to put this in context, right? Think about Kevin McCarthy. He's hardly the first Republican speaker to fail at the job. Newt Gingrich was thrown out because he was playing around with one of his assistants. Bob Livingston he accepted the job and he never was sworn in because they found out he was off, you know, with all these sexual frivolities. Then they get Dennis Hastert, who ends up in prison as a pedophile, right? And they have Hastert's rule. It's still called Hastert's rule, named after a pedophile, right?
Terrible.
Then you get John Boehner, who finally just said, man, I can't stand this anymore. They threw him out. Then you got Paul Ryan. He can't deal with them. And now you got Kevin McCarthy. They can't govern. They don't know how to govern because they don't want to govern. Think about that stretch of all those speakers, right? It's like they get the gavel and it's radioactive.
And they hit themselves in the face with it. Bill Press, podcaster, pundit, prognosticator, our fine guest. Bill, the contrast of leadership, though. Hakeem Jeffries came in, all the Dems in lockstep, right? Former Speaker Pelosi, got a lot of things done with what? The same margin of people in the Democratic caucus, right? And they just seem to blow it up. They literally take that hammer and they hit themselves over the head with it. But what about now, Bill? I mean, we got a pro tem, and they're getting Nancy out of her office. They're doing all sorts of petty little moves. But we still need to govern. We know they can't. I agree with you, Bill. What do you see going forward?
Chaos.
More chaos. Total chaos.
Yeah. What about Speaker Trump? How do you like that idea?
Yeah,
he's promoting it today. He's sending out photos of Speaker Trump.
Yeah. I mean, I know the Republican Party is crazy. They're not that crazy.
Are we sure, Bill?
Based on what do you limit the crazy, Bill? What have you seen?
No, but so more, that's not going to happen, right, guys. I'm not going to play that game. But it's probably going to be Steve Shapiro or Jim Jordan, right? They're not going to be able to govern either. Because again, the core, the speaker, McCarthy was not running that caucus. Running that caucus is six to eight people, that's all they need because the margin is so narrow, who don't believe in government, who don't believe in democracy, who didn't come here to get anything, Washington to get anything done, who came here to tear things down. And their power has nothing to do with any legislation they pass or even introduce or try to pass. Their power has to do with how many clicks they get by saying totally outrageous things every night on social media and on cable news. That's what we come to right now. And so I don't know, Scalise or Jordan, it's going to be the same. It's totally going to be the same until we wipe this gang out and put somebody who's got some sense like a Hakeem Jeffries back in charge. I'm glad you mentioned Nancy Pelosi. Think of that. We went from the most effective, I'll say this flat out, the most effective speaker ever in our history, Nancy Pelosi, who proved it twice, to the worst speaker in our history and the only one ever to get thrown out of office. Right. So talk about a choice. And by the way, talk about like leadership. Meanwhile, what's happening at the White House? They just keep trucking. Joe Biden's, you know, canceling student loans. Joe Biden's working on the keeping world leaders together behind Ukraine. Joe Biden's just got his head down, doing his job. You got a choice, Americans, man. You got a choice between somebody that's at least trying to get some things done and this total bunch of, you know, wackos.
Wacko is a good term, Bill. We got a few more minutes in this segment.
I don't know what to call them.
Well, very few FCC compliant fans, right? Bill Press, our good friend, he's a podcaster, he's a pundit, he's a friend of ours. Bill, literally, though, someone must become the next speaker, and yeah. I don't see the support for Scalise, who I understand has health concerns. The guy's in full-on cancer treatment, not the time I'd want to take on this new job. Or Jim Jordan, who even his own party. Bill, I cannot believe the Republicans would have any affection for Jim Jordan as anything other than an attack dog. So who wins? Predict the next speaker, Bill. It's got to be somebody.
No. If I had to guess tonight, I would say it's Steve Scalise. Look, there's a reservoir of goodwill for Steve Scalise because of the being shot up on the baseball field and showing some, you know, real courage in fighting back from that. I'm not saying that his politics is anything I could support, but he's not as crazy as Jim Jordan, for sure. And I think Jim Jordan's big downside is that he was originally a critic of Kevin McCarthy, and he became Kevin McCarthy's big buddy and sold out, I believe, to Kevin McCarthy. And then he's done an incredibly bad job as chair of judiciary. So I'd have to say, I think it'll be Scalise, not Jordan.
I understand Dom has also been nominated, but if nominated, he will not serve.
I will serve, Bill.
Come back.
I will too. I'll take it.
More of our fine guests, Bill Press, more Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and we're all out of bubble gum.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Bill Press, our pal, he's a podcaster, he's a pundit, he's a prognosticator. You can find him on Twitter at Bill Press Pod. Check out his website, BillPressPods.com.
Bill, appreciate you sticking around, man. Have you been watching the legal travails of the former president, Donald Trump? I understand he's been gagged by the judge in the fraud trial, but went immediately to social media last night and started attacking the judge. Is he trying to bait a judge into throwing his ass in jail?
Yes, absolutely.
And no, what's that look like? House arrest at Mar-a-Lago? Do they throw him in the dungeon at Trump Tower? What's that look like, Bill?
Look, we are in uncharted territory. You know, I don't know. I think the judge, first of all, I think the funniest part about this is Donald Trump every day is out there bitching about the fact that he doesn't have a jury. Why? Why don't have a jury? Let's make sure everybody understands he doesn't have a jury because his attorneys refused or forgot or failed to click the box that says we want a jury trial. They had the choice. They screwed up. They didn't do it. It's his fault he doesn't have a jury trial. This judge, let's also remember, has already decided and ruled that Donald Trump defrauded the people of New York, the state of New York, by, and remember how he found out about this the first time? It was his attorney, Michael Cohen, his fixer, in sworn testimony in front of the United States Congress, who said that Donald Trump's MO was when he was applying for loans, he would make everything say everything was a lot more worth a lot more than it actually was. And when he was filing his tax returns, he would say it was a lot less than they actually were. So what I like about this is, well, look, we know as a politician or a political figure, Donald Trump was a total failure, right? Total fraud. But we also still thought, a lot of people still thought, yeah, but he was a good businessman, right? He was a successful businessman until he got into politics. No, he wasn't. He was a a business fraud as well his entire life.
And Bill, sorry to interrupt.
This is serious stuff. He could lose Trump Tower. He could lose that other big mansion he's got, whatever it is, upstate. He could lose all his properties in New York State and never be able to be in business in New York State again. That's going to hurt the bottom line, baby.
Explain this strategy of showing up in court to be humiliated, though. I'm not sure why he's sitting there. There's no jury to influence, right? The judge isn't going to be compelled because Trump's sitting there grimacing at him.
Oh, he's got a blue tie on, though, Crudy.
By the way, I was surprised that he put on a blue tie. I've never seen him in a blue tie. It's always that red tie, right?
Someone told us that's like a psychological thing. It's people that wear blue ties are more trusted, Bill.
Yeah. I wouldn't trust him if he wore an orange tie. I don't care. No, but Crute, with his, you know, bizarre mind, he thinks his strategy is by showing up, he is proving once again that he's a victim of the system, and this is what he needs to send to his base. So he's doing this for political reasons. This is another campaign stop for him.
Yeah.
And he's treating it like a campaign stop. He thinks it will help him politically. Otherwise, he would never be there. I got to tell you, he says he's going to testify. That's what I want to see. I want to see him up there on the seat with his attorneys, those attorneys, prosecutors from New York State, cross-examining him, and the judge, boom, banging him every time he goes out of line.
Bill Press, I saw it speculated at the New Republic, Michael Tomosky, I believe it was, said, yeah, you know, seven trials, the cumulative effect upon Trump. The guy is not bulletproof. It's going to take him down. Bill, do you think Trump is on the slippery slope to prison at this point? Do you think this will bring him down, or do you think the ongoing years of appeals basically helps him to tread water as long as he needs to? He thinks he's going to re-win the presidency and pardon himself, right?
Well, first of all, he's not going to do that. He's not going to win the presidency. I have said this, I think, on your show before. I don't think he will be the Republican nominee. I still believe that because I do think the cumulative effect, I probably said it before Michael Tomosky did, who's a good friend, the cumulative effect of 91 indictments, four trials in four different jurisdictions is going to bring him down at some point. I'm not saying he'll be behind bars, but I think it'll get to the point where the Republican Party is just going to turn away from him and he'll be done.
Okay, Bill Press, give us a point of optimism. Let's close this conversation with something to look forward to politically.
Well, I'll tell you what I'd like to just mention. First of all, you know, I'm former California Democratic chair. I just want to pay a tribute to, I think, the greatest senator that California ever had, and Senator Dianne Feinstein. You know, I'm one of those who thought she should have retired before, you know, the end came. But boy, she was a tremendous senator, very, very gifted. She was a fighter for the environment, you know, a fighter for gun safety, a fighter for women's rights, for LGBTQ Americans. And boy, if she was on your side and she was a really good friend of ours, you could not have a more loyal ally. And if you ever went against her, oh, man. Yeah. As many senators learn, man, she could lay them out like better than anybody else. And now, as sad as we are to lose Dianne, we've got a great new United States Senator in LaFonza Butler. I mean, she is a real power.
Is that the right choice that Newsom made, effectively hiring a lame duck?
Absolutely the right choice. I think it would have been wrong for him to name one of the three candidates who's already running. She may decide to run. I think she will, by the way. But she's former head of the largest labor union in California, the SEIU. She's head of Emily's List, has been for 2 years. She's got a built-in fundraising base. She is on reproductive rights. There's nobody stronger. African-American woman. I think she's a real power to watch, and she'll be a great, whether she runs or not, she'll be a great United States Senator for a short term, maybe for longer.
Always appreciate the powerful Bill Press coming around. Bill, thank you so much. More Devil's Advocates.
Thank you, Bill.
See you in Washington.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the greatest radio show ever, the Hump Day Edition, the happy hour, rolling into it. We are actually going to give away in a few of our markets to the Milwaukee Brewers wild card pregame starting very, very soon. So keep it locked.
Must win, baby.
WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM in Oshkosh in the Fox Valley. Over on WRCE News and Brewers from the Richland Center area. 107.7 FM, 1450 AM in the Big Q in the Northwoods. If you're going up to the cabin, turn on the Brewers on 98.3 The Q. Dom, I was a little agitated after that game last night, but I could not have been nearly as agitated as the caucus over on the GOP side.
No?
I find this headline intriguing over at the Raw story. You would have seen fist thrown.
Oh!
GOPer says furious members came close to blows after McCarthy was ousted. Rep. Garrett Graves, Republican from Louisiana, told the CNN's Jake Tapper today that after Rep. Kevin McCarthy was ousted as House Speaker, the Republican House caucus meeting nearly came to blows as members vented their fury.
Yeah.
Quoting Graves on the CNN, Jake, I'll be candid. If we had stayed together at the meeting last night, I think you would have seen fist thrown. And I'm not being dramatic when I say that. There is a lot of raw emotions right now. I think it was best to let folks go back home and decompress and come back together. Tapper responded, you were very passionate on the floor yesterday, expressing some of your disgust. And then they quote the disgust being quoted. And then somehow I've lost the article. Bear with me just a moment, folks. You know, I'm playing professional.
I got it here. Here's what the dude Graves had to say on the floor. What is going on in this country today? Graves said in the clip. What is going on in this body where you have Freedom Works, Heritage, Chip Roy, and Jim Jordan say something's conservative, and these folks say it's not, and they're right. And all of a sudden, my phone keeps sending text messages saying, give me money. Look at that. Oh, look, give me money. I just filed the motion to vacate using official actions to raise money. It's disgusting. It's what's disgusting about Washington. And this afternoon, your fellow Republican congressman, like Mike Lawler of New York, said he supports removing Congressman Matt Gaetz from the Republican House conference, said Tapper. I assume this is who you were talking about on the House floor in that clip. Do you agree? Do you want to remove Matt Gaetz from the House Republican Conference? Graves said this. I think it would be one of the most unifying actions of this House. However, I also think it's really important to not just think about step one, to think about steps 2, 3, 4, and 5. And in this case, with a slim majority, while there are people drooling for that to happen, that just isn't a viable path forward right now. He added he does support some type of penalty or punishment for what Gaetz did. Step one, steal underwear. Step two, not sure. Step three is profit. The House Republican, the megas in the House are the underwear gnomes.
They're in disarray. Gary from Sussex, our conservative love muffin. How you been, Gary?
Hey,
welcome
Gary.
Back.
I'm good, you guys.
You got to be proud of your party right now, Gary.
Yeah. Oh, extremely. Yes, they are. It's an embarrassment right now, but I think they can fix it.
They're going to stick the landing, get a 10 from the Russian judge. What? How so, Gary?
they're going to nail it on one vote, and they're going to get a new chairman, okay? And it's going to be Jim Jordan. If they do that, the speaker's job will be his, and they'll get the vote to do it.
Until he offends someone, and like five or six of them get together and they oust Jim Jordan. I mean, they could do that indefinitely, Gary. This can go on forever.
Right. They'll continue doing that, just like every single president that's ever going to be on from now on is going to be impeached. If the presidency doesn't have Congress, if it's, you know, Democrats and Republicans, it's going to go on. The Republicans aren't going to go out there and nail the president.
Hang on. I want to be very clear about this, Gary. Number one, what's going on in the committee hearings right now is not an impeachment. That's not happening. There's no impeachment of Joe Biden. So they're looking for the fire and the smoke. Okay, so that set aside. But are you telling me that you think the impeachment articles drawn up, voted on against Trump, and hell, although he survived the Senate vote both times, a majority of those in the Senate thought, including Republicans, thought the man should be kicked out of office. Are you telling me, Gary, that this was just done by the Democrats because they don't like Donald Trump?
Well, I believe that Donald Trump believes that he has never done anything wrong. Okay. I believe.
Well, being deluded is not a criminal defense, Gary. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand that. But they haven't proved anything. Just like this, the last one about Mar-a-Lago, the judge thought it was worth $18 million, which is insane.
No, that's not the judge. That was an actual assessor that the judge referenced as a lower end assessment of the property years ago. The judge didn't say that. Judge referenced that as a part of the facts submittal. So, but either way, that's Gary, it's not worth $1 billion, is it?
No, but it's worth at least $350 million compared to there's
based on what comps?
One fourth the size of that. That's they want $150 million for vacant land down in, you know, in that part of the city there. Okay, and Palm Beach is everybody wants to go. If you got the money, build it.
All right, but okay, but we're sliding into different things here, Gary. So we're going away from the impeachment. You say every president is always going to be impeached. I don't think so.
Yeah,
but
they are.
Oh, okay,
it's going to happen.
All right, but here's the thing, Gary. Is the House, in your opinion, impeaching Joe Biden right now?
They're talking about doing.
Well,
it.
Of course they're talking, but is that actually happening?
They're trying to get the evidence because it's you know it's dirty. How?
You're not making a compelling case right now, Gary.
Millions of dollars. And all they have to do is just go out there and figure out where.
How much money did the Trump family make off foreign investments while he was the president of the United States? I don't mean kids. I mean Donald Trump. I didn't hear you squawking then. It was hundreds of millions of dollars, Gary. Hundreds of millions of dollars. So you're talking about $5 million that Burisma gave to the big guy, or at least that's been alleged. Lots of smoke, no fire. But when it comes to the $2 billion NBS the bone saw gave to Kushner, or the hundreds of millions of dollars funneled back to the Trump family through the Trump org, Gary, I never heard you crying.
I am
that's as corrupt as it gets, Gary. The perception of corruption is far worse than anything you can smear Joe Biden with. Because it smacks of corruption, but you were fine with that when it was your president, Gary.
No, I'm not fine with it. I hate dirty criminals. And
you hate Trump for being a dirty criminal, for being corrupt.
I don't have the proof in front of me if he did something illegal.
But you're willing to smear the current president with zero proof. Zero proof. The evidence, dude, the judge has already found Trump has committed the fraud. Not couple of liberals on the radio. That's a Judge Gary.
Let me ask you a question. If Donald Trump was not running for president, do you think that they'd be after him right now?
Yes. I think they should have been out after him far sooner.
Gary, absolutely not. And let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. It was the actions and the testimony of the former fixer, Cohen, that tipped everyone off to the actual fraud going on. Now, lots of people in New York, to my understanding, everyone knows how Trump was, you know, wink, wink, nod, nod, wipe of the nose. You know what I'm saying? But when you got the inside guy, the attorney who served time for covering for Donald Trump on one of the myriad of fraud that Trump has perpetrated, Well, he come out and said, testified under oath. This is how he did it. Now, don't you think that any reasonable district attorney or attorney general is going to, I don't know, maybe look into that when you're talking about sums of upwards of more than the $250 million they're trying to claw back, Gary? You think there's nothing there?
Gary, I'll give you this. I would say this. Wait. The only trial that matters to me is for the January 6th, for the actions on January 6th, 2021. That is a coup against the American people. It's a coup against the peaceful transfer of power. That's what really matters. And that trial starts on March 5th of 2024. And if Trump is convicted at that trial, Gary, his ass belongs in prison forever. And I think it's but when.
But the thing is, I listened to his speech, and he said, go to the Capitol, let them know how you
Gary.
Feel.
Gary.
He said peacefully.
Gary, you're not that naive. One thrown in one peaceful statement doesn't override all the other statements inciting violence. And it wasn't just what he said to the mob, Gary. It's what he did behind the scenes. This was a plan, Gary. This was the culmination of a plan to coup d'etat. I mean, hell, man, he wanted to hang his own vice president, Gary. Hang Mike Pence. He was down for that in real time. But he said peacefully. Hang him peacefully.
Well, it's not only what he did. And Gary, this is a conspiracy. You know, many states were involved. The state legislature here in the state of Wisconsin, right? There's lots of folks involved. And hopefully some of those will get prosecuted. But it's not only what he did, Gary. It's what he didn't do. For 3 hours, while his Proud Boys, white nationalists, fervent supporters, 3%ers violently attacked police, for 3 hours, Donald Trump did nothing. He did absolutely nothing. He let it go on. He wanted that to happen. You know how I know this? Because as soon as he finally put out some weak-ass statement, well, they listened and they went home. He could have done that immediately. He never did that. He wanted this to happen. And you, by your support of the orange fascist, you're down for the coup, man. You're down for that. And I can't imagine, Gary, that you think that's cool. I can't imagine that you think if Obama wanted to stay in the White House for a third term, if he's, you know, sicked some people on you, you'd think that'd be bad, right?
Well, Joe Biden was the vice president then. He would have had a co-conspirator. 844-967-2789. Gary ain't that naive.
Come on, Gary.
Mark from the SAC, I believe first time today. Mark, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, guys. And thanks for pointing out to Gary this absolute ludicrousness of what he's saying is that so much of it happened behind the scenes. I mean, when Henry II kind of made the offhand comment about Thomas Becket, said, won't somebody rid me of this querulous monk or whatever.
Meddlesome priest.
From his household. When killed him. I mean, then Henry II got whipped, I guess, by the Canterbury monks. But I mean, so there had been something, you know, those his household knights knew there was something going on, knew that this is what Henry actually wanted. He wanted, Becket gotten rid of, and they got rid of him. And the same is true here. I mean, Donald Trump, he said peacefully, as you pointed out, he said peacefully once, but behind the scenes he was saying, I've been priming his people up, I've been robbed here. And while there was, and prior to that going on, that he actually, and his followers actually organized the Wisconsin sweep, organized the fake electors going on here. And why Josh call again, I call on him to actually get off his ass and go after the fake electors here in the state of Wisconsin, because they violated their oath to the Constitution. They violated their fidelity to the voters of the state of Wisconsin. I mean, they tried to rob us of our election results, as the Republicans continue to do with their going after Judge Protasiewicz.
Yes.
Going after,
Megan Wolf. Yes. Yeah, they Megan continue. Wolf. Yep.
I mean, for just simply doing what the commission actually entrusted her to do, following the rules that the commission set down.
The bipartisan commission, Mark. Yes. Heaven forbid, as an administrator, you execute the will of your board, what includes 3 Republicans and 3 Democrats. And let's not forget the actual term, Mark, seditious conspiracy. That's what the Proud Boys got waxed with, right? Seditious conspiracy. Hell, some of those boys were protecting Roger Stone, Who do you think had a dial into Roger? You don't think there's a burner phone somewhere? You don't think Roger Stone was communicating with the off-campus site where everyone was meeting and planning for these things for weeks? Come on. There's so much still to come. Republicans, Gary, man, don't do this.
But Hunter Biden's laptop, yeah. It's so corrupt. It's so dirty.
A ne'er-do-well son, Trump's got at least two of them, and a daughter who made like $130 million off of Chinese patents during the Trump administration while she worked in the Trump administration.
Oh, yeah, and Hunter and his laptop. Come back. More devil's advocates. Come on, Gary. 844-967-2789.
The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. So if you have something to say, hit us up right now, 844-967-2789. Make sure you stick around. Maggie Dawn, the Maggie Dawn Show, coming up at 6 o'clock.
I know most of you are going to go watch the Brewers, though. Wild card game, first pitch, 6:08. It's on the ESPN2. And it's also on the radio, WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, Oshkosh Air Support, and news and Brewers from the Center, Richland Center, 1450 AM, 107.7 FM, and the Big Q up north, 98.3. So go Brewers. I'm wearing the colors, just toned down a little. More of a toned down Brewer shirt.
Yeah, a little much yesterday.
I was bright blue, you know, yesterday. They came, I was like out, a blueberry walking around.
They came out on fire, and then it was just too much Brewers, man. So we need to, you know, start steady and keep it going.
Guys, we've got a few texters that have sent in thoughtful things. But it was peaceful. Let them in with their guns, but be peaceful.
It was peaceful until it wasn't. Isn't everything peaceful until it's not?
We got a texter from the 920 to Gary. They should have been after Trump, but probably wouldn't have been. However, now that they are prosecuting him on credible evidence, they should not stop there. They should go after all corrupt businessmen for doing the same corrupt and illegal things Trump has been found guilty of, at least in the civil side, already guilty. Very well said, guys. Gary, does the former guy pay property taxes at that valuation? What else do you see, Gary? Oh, here's one from Andrew in Verona. What was it? Stand back and stand by.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that when Trump said that? He also said, you got to fight like hell or you're not going to have a country anymore. And here's another. What is Gary, Phil, and CJ's void of mindless Republicans? Because I don't know if you're aware, but CJ has been banned for the pumpkin spice season. CJ, it is a CJ-less October, at least here on the Devil's Advocates. I'm not saying the other hosts have to, you know, ban CJ, but I'm just saying we have.
We are leading by example.
Anything else here? If January 6th was supposed to be peaceful, why did Trump let people with weapons enter? That's a good question. And is the laptop valid evidence since Hunter hadn't had it in his possession for an extended period of time? Well, my understanding is Rudy and a lot of his cyber buddies were trying to plant a lot of things on the Hunter Biden laptop. So the whole chain of command and the evidence part, it is my understanding that Hunter Biden is what, civilly suing? Is it Rudy Giuliani?
The target? Yes, at least one of them.
For disseminating his personal information publicly from stolen property. Effectively, you can't just steal a guy's laptop because he left it at the repair shop, although that was a jackass move.
I mean, come on, the guy was smoking crack. I don't know if you're smoking crack, you're making the best decisions.
Well, then what's the urgency of bringing your computer to the repair shop? 844-967-2789. Some want to respond to Gary, including our buddy Jake from Eureka, California. Been too long, Jake. Welcome back.
Hey, Jake.
Hey, guys. Hey, speaking of smoking crack, what's Don Trump Jr. up to these days?
He's more of the powder guy here.
Yeah, I guess he's more high class or something.
Yes, yes.
The powder cocaine, you know, yes, yes. those rich guys, or at least fake rich guys, like his father. So my question for people like Gary and other conservative cult members is, how many times does Donald Trump need to issue a death threat or attempt to intimidate a witness? I mean, how many witnesses has he attempted to intimidate at this point?
All of them.
200, 300
Well, he came out of Mark court Milley today and attacked the New York Attorney General Letitia James. Coming out of court, yesterday he was gagged by the judge. Yeah. Today he's attacking the AG.
Yeah, because that's exactly what innocent people do, right? Yeah, they have to threaten witnesses. And in case Republicans are too dumb to know this, Mark Milley is a witness, especially in the January 6th case, and Trump's threatening to, what, execute him if he gets back in office? Yeah, Trump needs to go to jail immediately because he is absolutely guilty.
Well, if you're going to hold a little witness intimidation against him, Jake, appreciate you calling in, man. Been too long. Just because, you know, he didn't say peaceful. Peacefully string him up.
Peacefully string him. Yes, yes. We want peaceful violence. You know, fight like hell peacefully, unless you're going to get, you're not going to get your country back. Some of the other issues I think should be brought up. Again, this the Trump fraud case precipitated by his attorney telling folks how Trump did business. And they looked into it, found the transactions. Yep, sounds like a bunch of BS. So much BS that the judge actually made the call based on the evidence. Yep. Here's the wrong valuation here. Here's the valuation there. You're playing the game. The fraud is there. Now we're not. Now that's already accepted fact. So, but I'm wondering, what about step three? You know, underwear gnomes, what about step three? Because Donald Trump filed taxes, presumably, with some of these fraudulent numbers. Is the IRS, the federal IRS, going to look into this? Because it seems to me there's obvious evidence. Any filings he did with his state, obviously, you file for the feds as well, presumably using the same information. If you use the same information that the judge has already found to be fraudulent in your federal taxes, methinks the IRS should be knocking on Trump's door here very soon.
Well, if you'll recall, Dom, the New York Times did Pulitzer Prize-winning reporting on the Trump disclosures. We've known this information. And the only reason the American people didn't pay more attention at the time, it was the very same time that Kavanaugh was being impaneled on the U.S. Supreme Court by a very slim Susan Collins margin. That's why the actual disclosure of the fact that Trump was cheating the government, the federal government, his federal taxes, and in fact, an IRS person has been charged for releasing that document, at least one of the documents that was released. But the New York Times, my understanding, most of that was sourced from the sister who was a federal judge right up until her brother kind of let the cat out of the bag. And then she also, apparently, Gary, had a little stank of corruption on her, and she retired.
Oh, just in time.
Just in time.
Just in time. I mean, I don't know. Certainly, I think this is some of the same kind of information. But reporting New York Times versus a judge, a decision in a court case as accepted fact. I mean, those are, I think, way differently, perhaps. But I don't know how Donald Trump is guilty of fraud in the state of New York and not guilty of fraud in the country, the feds, in the United States of America.
Well, that's a civil forfeiture procedure, right? So anyways, yeah, perhaps there'll be future ramifications. But the January 6th, the only one that matters to me. Thank you to our fine guests. They were all great. Kristen Lierley, Dr. Kristen Lierley, falsely accused by what? Wisconsin?
Janelle Brangen and company.
No, Wisconsin, right.
Yes.
Anti-abortion
yes.
groups. She has been accused of performing abortions, which she has not done since the Dobbs decision, not in this state. Also, our good friend, Bill Press. I'm going to hang out with Bill on the 25th.
Nice.
D.C. Hope he knows a good guy.
Gonna go see Bill in the swamp, huh?
I'm gonna see Bill in the swamp. I'm gonna drain that swamp. Stick around. Brewers baseball on 1100 AM, 98.3 and WRCE 107.7 and 1450. The rest of you, the second greatest radio show ever, the Maggie Dawn Show, and then the Empowered Caregiver Show with Liza Helen Brand. Keep it locked. Civic Media. Go Brewers.